This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, is back on the other side of the glass, so we're very glad to have him back on hands. He's all smile these days. Eagles are still undefeated. Phillies are vanquishing anybody they put in front of them. So Rob's in good shape this Monday morning. In the studio with us now, Eric Rao is back, president of the Selinsgrove Area High School Alumni Association. Mr. Selinsgrove is back. Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, as always.
Oh, I really do appreciate it. I think that you bring a lot of information. You're serving as a catalyst to get a lot of people excited about things that are happening at the high school. You are helping people decide to move to Selinsgrove. I know that this is true because they see that there's not only great schools there to start out with, but there's follow-up and concern and care, and I don't know what else to say. It's just there's ongoing interest throughout people's lifelong learning.
Well, that's good to know.
So, yeah, you're leading moving trucks into the town, but that's causing traffic problems, so we're attributing that to you, too. So.
Well, there is quite a traffic in the morning, which I've never experienced because I was always at work, but the traffic at the schools every morning is something.
Yeah, Broad Street gets all full of traffic, and 522 and 2, you can see so bad as you can see it from the satellite, so you know that that's heavy traffic. All right, well, that's not where we're here today. We want to talk about the upcoming art show and the alumni banquet. Now, the alumni banquet, not necessarily the biggest part of our conversation, so let's get that out of the way. It's November 5th.
Right. Right. November 5th is our banquet, and this would be our 7th annual. And the format is pretty similar to what we've always done with the banquet. Then we are presenting three of our distinguished alumni for 2022. And then every year we have a theme, which is really what we're here to talk about today. And the theme of our banquet this year is an art show highlighting alumni in the visual arts. So that can include photography, painting, sculpture, carving, you know, anything in the visual arts.
All right, so you want folks to sign up in that way. They can call you at 570-765-8355 or email you at start@ptd.net. That's start@ptd.net, and that'll hook you up with Eric Rao, president of Selinsgrove High School Alumni Association. All right, so this idea of making a big deal about the Alumni Association, and if you've graduated from Selinsgrove, keep that feeling going. That's an important thing to you. Why is that important that we keep bringing that up?
Well, for me, Mark, personally, I never went to college. All right? I went right to work at, most people know it, Wood Mode. So I didn't have any connection with any type of education facility or whatever after graduation. So it's always been for me, it's just been Selinsgrove High School and the community. And after the school board, they asked me what I wanted to do, and I thought, well, you know, we have a great school, great town. Let's put an alumni association together. Other people have tried it, but it hadn't ever gotten off the ground. And fortunately, we've gotten a good group of people together that put the alumni association together and try to, through these banquets, you know, bring, and the golf tournament, bring people back to the community and celebrate Selinsgrove High School and Selinsgrove.
Well, it requires a lot of work. I know this from alumni associations, and I think that's because you're solving problems that aren't in plain sight. The idea that there may be certain individuals who are very deserving of scholarships or things like this might not be, you know, there's no news release from the school district about that or anything like that, or something unmet in an unmet need in the high school or one of the schools for equipment. A lot of the needs that you guys are helping to meet aren't in plain sight.
Right. What we've decided to do as the Alumni Association, for example, we just had a golf tournament the other week, and we've raised a nice amount of money, and our proceeds will go back to the school, but we like to send it back to the school where it will affect the entire school rather than specific scholarships or for this, that, or the other thing. We like to give money. We work with the administration, and they tell us what the school district needs that can affect everyone.
All right, I speculated on the scholarship, so that's not something that you're emphasizing at the moment. So what have you, what are some deliverables that you've done so far?
Well, we last year, through our golf tournament proceeds, we delivered money that will expand the program at the elementary school. And then also in each of the different buildings, the principals have decided how they will use that money to encourage positive behavior, school spirit, you know, and just little things, though, that are done throughout the entire district. And that's what we'd like to do this year. And that was $10,000. A couple years ago, we gave money to improve the sound system at the high school auditorium, which anybody, if anybody had been there, they knew that it, for a high school, it was not such a good sound system. But now this year, you know, we're going to hopefully raise some more money through our art show, which we are excited about. It's going to be a little difficult to pull off. We hope it goes well. You know, we are here today announcing that we will do a one-night art show at our banquet, and we are putting a call for artists to submit work. And it will be, like I said, in the visual arts, and we're going to ask them to deliver the artwork to the high school the Thursday and Friday prior to the art show, the day of the art show that afternoon, or they can submit the artwork digitally. So that, you know, that's hopefully, like you say, a way to bring people back. So we're searching for artists.
So you want people to submit art. Again, that start at ptd.net, where you get more information, or call 570-765-8355. And can the general public go see the art when the time comes?
Well, the art that we will set up, this is part of the logistics, will only be available the evening of the banquet. So if you know an artist that is an alumni, or you are someone that, you know, practices the visual arts, please, you know, get a hold of us through the website or myself, and we can set that up. And I think it's going to be pretty exciting. You know, what makes this banquet nice is two of our distinguished alumni are actually practicing and pretty well-known artists. We have Michael Bennett, who actually lives in Oregon, who has done a lot of artwork for Comedy Central. And then we have John Gallagher, who does a lot of artwork for the National Wildlife Foundation, he works on Ranger Rick, and he has his own series, I believe, called Cats Meow. And they're coming. They're going to produce a unique work of a seal that will be presented to the school at the banquet, in addition to displaying, you know, the other people's artwork.
Right, so to see this, you have to be an attendee at the banquet?
That's correct.
Okay, but anybody can go to the banquet.
Anybody. And that's what we emphasize with the Alumni Association. It's not alumni, not specifically alumni. It's alumni, friends, and family.
Right,
anybody that believes, you know, in Sealands Grove Area High School and the community.
You get a lot of folks who've moved to Sealands Grove that consider themselves very much part of the community, so they can join this association. Maybe you should change the name. So it's not specifically.
Yeah, on most of our literature, though, you know, where it talks about signing up, it does say friends.
Okay, all right.
And friends.
Good. Well, that's fine. But it's still the Alumni Association, but
correct,
anybody can join. That's all there is to that. Okay. So the Alumni Association, what is this? Sealands Grove has a certain sense of community and continuity after people graduate. There's a certain feeling in Sealands Grove. How would you describe that? This a spirit, maybe?
Well, it's just, you know, for me personally, again, it's all I know. You know, I grew up in town, but, you know, you look at the river, you look at we are fortunate to have a campus with all of our schools. The town is very nice. It's very welcoming. You know, we have Susquehanna University. We have a lot of things to celebrate and to be proud of in Sealands Grove. And we just feel that we need to bring people back, regardless if they're an alumni or they grew up here, whatever, just to put the word out about Sealands Grove, about the high school, about our community. I tell you what, to me, epitomized what we try to do. We had our golf tournament on Friday. And the way that some of these alumni came back that didn't even know we had the association were able to communicate and meet and greet and see people that they hadn't seen before, classmates, it just really was a symbol, or it just epitomized exactly what we are trying to do. And that's what happens at the banquet. You know, people get together, see people that they haven't seen for a while, and hopefully classmates of Matt, Bennett, John Gallagher, and our third alumni is a gentleman by the name of Marvin Brubaker, who graduated in 57, who is a very accomplished mathematician and technology, and he's quite a character. I was with him Friday night at the football game where we presented his award, and he's a unique individual, but they will be at the banquet, you know, and friends and family of them, you know, come back, classmates, relatives, you know, come to the banquet, see them, and look at some of the talented work that our alumni have been able to do.
All mathematicians are a hoot.
Well, he is something. I really like Marvin.
I think they're compensating or something. So, all right. Well, please make a pitch for folks to either go to the banquet and or submit art, please. To say one more thing to invite people.
Well, we know that we have a lot of art. Artists out there, because when I speak to people, they say, well, what about, you know, him or her, whatever? And I said, well, that's great, but if you know them, please tell them. Please spread the word if you're aware of anyone that does anything in the visual arts medium to get to our website, get a hold of me, so we can have a wonderful display of the talents of our alumni.
Start, START, at PTD.net, or call 570-765-8355. Eric Raup, president of the Selinsgrove Alumni Association. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it.